إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين ومن صار على نهجهم إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his final messenger. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in al-Qur'an, and it is of course al-Qur'an al-Azim. It is a book, it is a great book. It is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a clarification for everything. And it is a book of guidance. It is a khitab, it is an address to you and I, to remind us of the many things that are required to be remembered. And from those things which we must never ever forget is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And how Allah jalla wa ala shows his mercy to his creation. And to the believers and even the non-believers, that they receive many blessings. That there is no creation except that they receive blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, those who turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who reject Al-Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still merciful to them and still gives them an opportunity to recognize their many ni'am, many blessings that are given to them. So no creation lives, breathes, and walks on this earth except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a provision and a sustenance. And if we think about our own situation personally, to enumerate the many things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us, where do you start? The blessing of being able to speak, the blessing of being able to walk from your home to come to the masjid, the blessing of being able to come to a masjid, the blessing of being able to and not having any fear that when you are hungry or when you are thirsty, that you have access to that which will remove your hunger and remove your thirst from food and drink, or living in a place of security, and that you feel safe, and that your children are being educated, and that your wife, she is safe. You have the ability to earn a provision. So the list, it goes on. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to enumerate and count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never would you be able to do that. But we must also realize and know that we will be absolutely asked and questioned about every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us. You will be questioned about your relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be questioned about your salah, which is the first thing that you will be questioned about. You will be questioned about the health that was given to you, the wealth that was given to you, the time that was given to you. We will be questioned about absolutely everything. فوربك لنسألنهم أجمعين عما كانوا يعملون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, so by your Lord, O Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, we shall certainly call all of them to account for all that what they used to do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is in Medina. And when we think about Medina, quite often we think that the times were very good for the Muslims. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he left Mecca to make hijrah. And there you have the two tribes, Al-Aws wal Khazraj. The Ansar, they became Muslim, and they were there to support the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he leaves his home. And the reason he leaves his home is that hunger has afflicted him so much that he went out to search for something to eat. I'm sure that for the vast majority of us, if not all of us, we never left our homes in such a state, in a state of hunger. So the Prophet ﷺ, he leaves his home. And when he leaves his home, he sees two other companions, namely Abu Bakr and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhuma. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asks them both the reason why they have left their homes. And so their reply, quite simply, is that they have left their homes in search of some food. Now that alone deserves a time for you to think and to ponder over. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had to leave his home due to intense hunger. And the two greatest companions, radiallahu anhuma, had to leave their homes because they were also hungry. Now hungry maybe doesn't quite put it in the correct light. They were starving. To leave your home in search of food, it's a very desperate situation. So the Prophet ﷺ, with Abu Bakr and with Umar radiallahu anhuma, they go to the house of one of the Ansar. And while they are looking for this individual, they knock on the door, only to find the wife of the Ansari who was there. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ayna fulan, where is so-and-so? And she replies that he is gone to go and get some water for us. So then the man, he returns from the Ansar. And he sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. He says, Marhaba, welcome to you both. That nothing has visited the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namely himself, none better than a prophet who has visited me today. He saw this as a great blessing to have a visit from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this man immediately, he climbs a date tree and he brings down a cluster of dates. And so then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why didn't you pick some of them? And this is the dhiyafa, or the hospitality that he wanted to give to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I wanted you to choose the dates that were pleasing to your eye. So I chose all of these for you. And so then the Ansari did not stop there. Then he took a blade to go and slaughter a sheep for these blessed guests. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iyaka wal halub. Do not slaughter a sheep that will give you milk. Slaughter a sheep that is not from the best of your sheep. And so the man, he slaughters the sheep. The sheep is prepared for the guests, the blessed guests, and they eat and they drink to what satisfies and removes their hunger. And so then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, sitting there with Abu Bakr and with Umar radiallahu anhuma, remembering what caused them to leave their homes, that they all left their homes for the same reason, because of hunger. And quite easily we can forget, when we are granted or given something, the state that we were previously in, when we didn't have something, that we were in a very difficult situation, very vulnerable, and then suddenly you get something, and at that moment, you will either choose to be grateful, remember to be grateful, or that you won't. And so here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam says, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنْ هَذَا يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. You will be asked about this on the Day of Judgment. أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بِيُوتِكُمْ الْجُوعِ. That hunger caused you to leave your homes. فَلَمْ تَرْجِعُوا حَتَّى أَصَبْتُمْ هَذَا فَهَذَا مِنَ النَّعِيمِ. And that you did not return to your homes until you came upon this. This indeed is from blessings. Just to be fed one meal of something that you and I, maybe we have two or three times a day. But how many times that we have these meals that you actually say to yourself, I will be asked about how grateful and thankful I was for this meal. This companion didn't think twice about giving, providing for somebody else. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam always gave in a manner, a person who never feared poverty, did not fear that by giving that you wouldn't have anything, never withholding anything from anybody. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they knew that. That they would never ask from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, can we have this, can we have that? Knowing that the Prophet alayhi wasallam would give to them without any hesitation. But it is these things that we must never forget. The blessings of being able to give to others. And if you ever receive anything, to be thankful and grateful to Allah jalla wa ala. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further added, إِنَّ أَوَّلُ مَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. From the first things that a person will be asked about on the Day of Judgment, when it is said to him, أَيُقَالُ لَهُ أَلَمْ نُنُصِحُ لَكَ جِسْمَكَ. Did we not make your body healthy? And we provided you from that water. When Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu anhu asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that we will be questioned about these small things that people see as insignificant on the Day of Judgment, like what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-aswadan, the two black things, water and dates. You may question, how is water black? When you look through it, it looks see-through. How is it black? The water that was drawn and that they drank from wasn't like the kind, maybe the water that you and I see from our taps and the bottled water, which is crystal clear. There were times when they drew water from wells and from other places that at times it wasn't as clear. And so it's given that color, seen as black. But the point is that these two things that you and I will be questioned about on the Day of Judgment, and how grateful we are, or how often we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things. And the verse that I mentioned earlier, where Allah jalla wa ala tells us, if you try to enumerate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to do that. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's mentioned two places in the Quran. Innal insana la dhulumun kafar. That insan, that he is oppressive, and that he is ungrateful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that with this great blessing that Allah jalla gives to you, many a time that mankind, that they are oppressive and that they are ungrateful. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that the believer is required to be in a state of constantly. Because we are always receiving the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I just mentioned some of them to you. But if you think about, and as I've probably mentioned before in the minbar, the blessing of sight, about that what you see and how you utilize your sight, your hearing, what you listen to, the ability to hold, to touch, to carry, to help, to aid. How do you utilize these blessings that Allah Jalla wa'ala gave to you? And when traveling here today, to be honest, I was going to talk about a completely different topic. But maybe as you do, use a couple of hours in the car, what do you want to do? Maybe you listen to some benefit. And as I was listening to something, a very short 12-minute reminder, this topic I listened to and I felt more impacted than that what I had prepared prior to what I'm delivering now. Because I thought it's just so important and so pertinent in a time where it is so easy for us to fall into the state of being ungrateful. We see videos, we see pictures of children walking around with buckets. Not actors, actresses, real life. They walk around with buckets, they leave their homes. And when I say homes, it's a place where they sleep, which could be outside underneath the stars, because they have no home. But they walk around and they don't have anything. They don't have anything. What they have is the clothes on their back and maybe something on their feet. Maybe. And they walk around with buckets or bags they sent out every morning, just like, and it reminded, just like a bird leaves its nest. When the bird leaves its nest in the morning, it doesn't know what it's going to get that day. It goes away and it comes back with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for that bird. These children, and I'm not talking about one place, this happens all around the world. It's not necessarily children, but people are leaving their homes with bags and whatever they can find to put in these bags to take home so that they can feed their own families. Some of the places they go to rubbish tips. They go to the sides of the street. And whatever they find, whatever they're given, you find them to be so grateful and thankful. And that this is rizq, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. And who are we to complain? And they don't complain, because their affair and who they call upon is who? They call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there are charities and people who aid them. But ultimately, when you speak to these people, you will see that they are attached and linked, firstly and lastly, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you think that the relationship that they have, how grateful they are compared to my own self, is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. How grateful they are when in actual fact they don't have anything. And how much I have, and how life has become so easy, and that when I give the surplus of my wealth. I give the extra of my wealth. Let's not talk about zakah. People don't know how to give zakah. Maybe they don't give zakah. And that's an obligation. That wealth that you're carrying around is not even yours. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about when seeing people in desperate situations, how grateful you are to Allah Jalla wa'ala. How do you show your gratefulness? To give back. To help others. But when we give from our surplus. The extra that we have, that's what I'll give. But if you and I want to attain true righteousness, and righteousness, of course, is a very wide, broad, inclusive word, al-birr, if you want to say, So many, you want to achieve this station or this level of ibadah, then you have to give from that what you love. From that what you love, not your surplus. Your surplus goes without saying. Your extra has to go, has to help others. We're talking about, as Allah Jalla wa'ala tells us, that you have to give, because you will never ever attain righteousness until you give from that what is beloved to you. And until you do that, you will be living in a situation where you are not achieving righteousness. That level of ibadah that you wish for, it will remain wishing and will not become a reality. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّ. You will never attain this righteousness until you give from that what you love. This is the one of the ways that you can show that you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Jalla wa ala to make us from the grateful. We ask Allah Jalla wa ala to allow us to be sincere in our giving. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the Muslims around the world. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والسداد. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. وأقم الصلاة.